Our theme this morning is something new. You'll see a common thread through much of which we share in song and in word. Something new refers to our Old Testament reading from the book of Isaiah, which reminds us, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" One of my favorite authors, whose name is Shauna Nyquist, is about to release a brand new book entitled, "I Guess I Haven't Learned That Yet, Discovering New Ways of Living When the Old Ways Stop Working." You can see why it grabbed my attention in light of our theme this morning and in light of the moment in time in our world. I have no idea what wisdom this book will hold. I'll let you know when I read it. But I resonate so deeply with its title, and I imagine many of you do as well, because we all know what it feels like to have to pivot, to have to come up with plan B, C, D, E. You get the idea. We all know what it feels like when something stops working or when our lives or our world changes so drastically that the only way forward is a new way. New is so fun when you're talking about shoes or clothes or grandchildren, but it's a lot less fun when you're talking about changing your way of being, reevaluating relationships or old habits, overhauling your thought patterns, or switching up your mode of operating entirely. Easy? No. Comfortable? Absolutely not. Foolproof, user-friendly, satisfaction guaranteed? Not in the slightest. Doing something new is hard. It is scary. And if the endless pandemic pivots taught us anything, it is that having to do things in a new way can be exhausting. And yet, and that's a big and yet, new is always synonymous with life, with opportunity, with growth, and yes, with God. There is something beautiful to me about gathering each week to tell the old, old story of God doing a new, new thing. It comforts me to know that all things were at one time new, and that God has remained faithful to and through it all. May this time of worship remind us of God's promises to walk with us into each new day, and may we pause long enough to ask God to show us what new thing is springing forth in our lives as individuals and as a community, and how we might, with boldness and courage, perceive it and lean into it. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join with me as we confess our sins together by praying our prayer of confession that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Living and loving God, so much of what is steady and good in our lives, meaningful relationships, fulfilling careers, our interests and passions, the families that we hold close, were at one time something new. And yet, we are so hesitant to embrace change and that which is different. We find comfort in routine, particularly when so much feels out of our control, and we busy ourselves with maintaining that which was and is, rather than what might be. Remind us, O God, that you are always and forever doing a new thing, even as we lean on your steadfast and abiding presence. You are always blazing trails, making a way where there is no way, and opening windows in the face of closed doors. Help us, even amidst our anxiety and fear, to find hope in change, bearing in mind that it is the birthplace of the future and an opportunity to draw even closer to you, the one who moves and grows with us. Amen. Friends, God is indeed doing a new thing, all while reminding us of that which does not change, the love, the grace, the forgiveness that is offered to each and all of us. When we claim our mistakes and ask for forgiveness, our slate is wiped clean. This is a priceless gift that makes all the difference. So may it change us. May it make us different. People transformed by love, eager to offer to others that which has been given to us. Amen. Please be seated.
As we focus on our scripture readings this morning, we begin with the Hebrew scripture lesson from Isaiah chapter 43, beginning to read at verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. And our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put in it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." These are God's words for us today. May God grant us wisdom beyond our own, that we might understand them and know how best to apply them to our lives. Amen. As always, a time to focus with our children who are here among us and all those who are young at heart. I don't know about you, but I've noticed everywhere I go these days, I see eggs. And that makes sense. It's Easter time, a time when we celebrate new life. And we think of that when we see trees budding, flowers blooming. We see that all around us as we see things springing to life again for the first time. And eggs remind us of that, little chicks being born, little animals being born. So I thought I'd bring some eggs along with me. Of course, there are the chocolate eggs that everyone loves. They're not here right now. They've disappeared. But I've got some other ones. Many of you, I suspect, dye or decorate eggs. I brought along one, a beautifully decorated egg. It was decorated using onion skin. And this little egg actually has a story. It's about 50 years old, if not older. And some of you will remember the person who created this beautifully dyed egg. It was Ethel Schellenberger. Dyed and given to me many, many years ago, and I've treasured it. Inside, the yolk has hardened. And if you gently shake the egg, you can actually hear the yolk inside. An egg that reminds us of new life, new birth. And then there are those wonderful plastic eggs that we fill with treats so that children can go hunting for them and grown-ups. And just a shout out, when it comes to Easter morning at White's Road Park, we'll be hiding eggs like this filled with treasures for little ones to hunt for, because that's a part of Easter as well. And of course, there are Easter baskets, and this happens to be Eeyore dressed up like a rabbit with an Easter basket. All things that remind us of new life. But I got thinking about eggs in particular. Have you ever seen a baby chick hatch out of an egg? Or a bird hatch out of an egg? It's hard work. They use their little beaks to break through the shell, and the brand new chick, the brand new baby bird, usually isn't all that pretty when they come out of the shell. They kind of flop around a bit. They look a little bit, well, scary at first. But it's hard work what they have to do getting out of that shell, finding the new thing that is waiting for them. And I got to thinking about that when I read our lesson today from Isaiah, where it talks about God doing a new thing. As Pastor Addie has already pointed out, doing new things is hard. It's scary because it's unfamiliar. It's difficult. It's not what we're used to. And the little chicks pecking their way out of the shell, the baby bird pecking its way out of the shell, reminds us of that. But the good news is that when we have new things to face, to give birth to, God helps us, shows us the way, is there for us as we make our way and experience new things. And so when I look at the eggs that I put around the house at Easter time to decorate, or you enjoy the chocolate eggs that come your way, or you do your decorating, think about how hard it is for that little chick to break out of the egg when it's born. Think about how hard it is to do new things. But then, be reminded, just as we are always when we celebrate Easter, there is one who shows us the way, the one who was able to break out of death to life, the one that we celebrate on Easter morning, and that's Jesus. And so may the eggs of Easter, whatever they look like, whatever color they may be, remind us of the hard work, yes, but of the one who does the hard work with us as we look for new things in the wonderful new world God is creating for us day in and day out. In your carry-out connection activity for this week, you're going to be doing a new thing as you actually get to bake a cake, but I won't say any more about that, but it sounds like fun. I'm tempted to get one of the bags in the back and do it myself, but it will be teaching you about new things as well. And as we pray for the courage to be able to do those new things, I invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer, and then we'll end by praying together our Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Oh God, doing new things, experiencing new things, giving new life, all of that's hard, difficult, scary at times. But you have promised to help us, to show us the way, to make a path, to be there for us every step on the journey. Help us never to forget that as we joy the beautiful eggs and symbols of Easter and think of the new life that is ours because of Jesus. Help us to remember this in all of our living. Help us to live with courage each and every day. For all of these things we pray in Jesus' name, remembering that he taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.